Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Do you know anybody who has ever been secretly married?
I do have a vague recollection of somebody who did a Justice of the Peace ceremony so they could be legally able to use the other person's benefits with the intention of like having a ceremony, and I don't think they ever did.
They just were secretly married and didn't tell anybody?
Yeah, I was about to tell the second half of that story, but now that I think about it, they either had a ceremony and never invited me to it or never had a ceremony. But I do know that they are married for benefits purposes.
If you've got a story like this, our number's 404-263-0941. We know it's rainy out. It's kind of tough to get in on this conversation. But if you've ever been secretly married, we're just so curious about this conversation. Why would it be a secret? And we've gotten a couple stories sent in to us on social media. The first one says that she was secretly married when she first met her husband. He was in the country illegally.
Uh-huh.
And her parents did not like them. She says, I was afraid that if they found out he was illegal, they would have him deported. We married secretly and didn't tell anyone for a year.
Wow.
Then she says, almost 17 years later, and all is well in the world. He is now a U.S. citizen. We have two beautiful kids, and my parents love him.
Imagine having that conversation, like sitting down with your mom and dad and saying, hey, I just want to give you a heads up about Brian here. We've been married since last June.
Craziness. But you totally understand why she did it, right? She's in love with him. She wanted to be with him forever and just made it happen. And we were inspired by this because of Miranda Lambert. She got secretly married to this guy she met 3 months ago.
And
3 months they've known each other. Like, does she even know his middle name at that point?
And I want to thank you, Jen Hobby, for doing the deep dive on him and then just sharing the links on your Twitter, because I followed those. He's got a baby that was born in November or December. So he got one woman pregnant that was either not his girlfriend or he has since broken up with
her. No, that's the even more drama. He had a girlfriend.
Yes.
Cheated on the girlfriend and got somebody else pregnant. That baby was just born in November, and that's right at the time that he met Miranda Lambert, and now they're married to each other. Secretly.
Hold on.
There's so much drama, but he's really super hot, so I see why she wanted to lock that down.
Wait, pause, please. I need to get my whiteboard out.
Yes.
So he's got a girlfriend. So it's police officer and girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Cheats on the girlfriend and during that cheating gets a woman pregnant, which means the woman he got pregnant finds out he has a girlfriend. She's not interested. Girlfriend's mad that he cheated. She's not interested. So now he's having a baby, but he has no love interest. And then Miranda Lambert comes along and he falls in love and marries her.
That's what the gossip magazines say.
I'm dizzy. Like, that truly needs a flowchart.
It does. Hey, Josh in Gainesville.
Good morning. I am married to a man who no one knows that we're married.
Oh, really? Why are you married in secret?
He is in the military, and he's getting deployed in the next couple of weeks. And he wanted me to be able to soften the blow for anything that happened overseas to his mother, whose health is not the best. We've been dating for a few years now, and we wanted to make it official. But this deployment kind of snuck up on us.
Okay.
So we didn't really. So it was like, let's do this right quick. And then we want to have a full-blown ceremony after he gets back.
And when he returns safe, and thank him for his service, please.
Will do.
And when he returns safely, then you'll have the big party and everything. But
exactly.
In the event you need to act as his representative, you can now, especially with his mom.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I have power of attorney. If anything were to go wrong, I can take care of anything that needs to be taken care of.
Wow.
And we also didn't want my son to know, because I want him to feel like it's super special whenever he gets to be the ring bearer.
Okay. So, Josh, when he is serving in the military, does anybody there in his job know that he's married?
Yes, they have to know because in order for them to be able to communicate to me, right. It would have to be.
Okay, so the job knows, but just everybody in your personal life doesn't know.
Exactly.
Wow, fascinating. All right, we want more of these stories. If you are secretly married or if you've ever been secretly married, you know someone who is secretly married, our number is 404-263-0941. Your stories are next.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Have you ever been secretly married? We want to hear your story. Our number is 404-263-0941. We're fascinated by this and inspired by Miranda Lambert, but by the looks of the phone lines, you guys have been secretly married too. Hey, Rachel in Duluth.
Hi. Yeah, I was actually going through a divorce, so I was separated from my ex-husband, and I started seeing a guy, and we didn't want his family to know that I was actually still married, so we had to say I was divorced already. And then I ended up getting pregnant while I was still married to my ex-husband, and so then I eventually got divorced and married home, but yeah, so I was secretly married at one point.
Secretly married to the ex. That's just cleaning up paperwork. Your heart wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was just semantics.
That's like you've already moved into the apartment. You just got to sign the lease. That's all that is, right?
Right. Hey, Whitney in Loganville, have you ever been secretly married?
I've been secretly married twice.
What?
Why?
Okay, so the first time I was 18 and I met a guy straight out of boarding school and got pregnant right away. So secret courthouse marriage, told everybody months later I was pregnant and married. That didn't go over well and neither did the marriage.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. So after number one, well, came number two. Well, we were dating, we were engaged, well, you know, the engaged, but it was still fresh from the divorce sort of thing.
Okay.
So what we did is, since my ex had taken me to court so many times, I was worried what would happen to my kids if anything happened to me, because it was getting really, really bad.
Uh-huh.
So we got secretly married again.
Really?
Me and my current husband. Yeah, and so we've been married for several years now, and we had a wedding a year after the date of our secret courthouse marriage.
Aww.
So, when everybody asks how long I've been married, I have to think about it.
You have to tell the real date or the fake date.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've been married 9 years, but it feels like 10.
Alea in Atlanta, have you ever been secretly married?
Yes, I have. I've been married for 10 years, and my parents still do not know.
What?
Yes, it's crazy. My husband was in prison for 6 years, and my parents just don't like him, so we got secretly married, and we've been married for 10 years, and they still don't know.
Okay, did you get married while he was in prison or meet him while he was in prison, or did you know him then he went to prison?
No, we knew each other from high school.
Okay.
But we got married as soon as we turned 21, and so when we did it, we were like, you know what, we're not going to tell our parents. They don't even know that we're dating still. It's pretty crazy.
Totally. Alea, when are you going to tell them? Ever?
I don't know if it'll happen ever, but, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, but I just don't know.
Okay.
But our kids know. I mean, our kids know. My close friends know. And, like, one cousin on my mom's side, and that's it.
So y'all have children together?
Yes. So, mm-hmm. We have three kids.
So your parents hate him so much that they would rather you guys just have kids and not be married than be married and have kids. Like, obviously, your parents know about the kids.
Yeah, they know about the kids. They think it's from someone else and not my actual husband.
Oh, my goodness. So, how do you keep up with all this?
Do they think that...
It's a lot.
I'm exhausted for you. Okay.
Whoa.
So your parents, do they think that all... How old are your kids?
My kids, Ben is 7, Linda is 6, and Bill is 5. So we've had them back to back to back. But, yeah, they don't know. They think it was from my ex-boyfriend. And, yeah, they just that's why I just tell them. They don't know, but yeah, they hate him. Like, they hate his guts.
All right,
really
well, I have one more question. So your
I've got another question, too.
Okay, yeah, so we have lots of questions. So your kids are old enough to tell your parents the truth. So do the kids know that they got to be shady about who dad is?
Yeah, I mean, like, we thought about it. We were like, we got to tell them eventually. We'll probably tell them once they get a little older. But for now, it's just a tight-knit secret. Like, no one has told...
Your kids.
And I almost tripped up.
Wow.
So, Alaya, do you live with your husband, your legal husband, or do you live with the ex-boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, no. We live together. In Atlanta. And so,
my favorite part of this conversation is how she just answered your question. Yeah, Jen, of course. He's my husband.
And can I ask you, why do you go to prison?
It was a lot. It was armed robbery, some crazy things that happened in the past when we were younger, because he went to prison when he was 23. So we were married for about 2 years, and then he went to prison for 6.
He stole her heart.
Wow. And did you did you get pregnant with any of your babies when he was in prison?
Yeah, right before he went, I had my first child, and then when he came back, we had our other two. So it was pretty crazy. It was rough. So that's when I reached out to, like, my cousin, and I was like, hey, you got to help me out. And she's been helping me all, and she's known since the day we got married. Wow. And we didn't have a ceremony or anything. We just went to the court and got it. But, yeah, she's been, like, basically my husband while he was in prison. So
and is he a changed man now? Like, is he a good husband, a good father?
It's 100% different. It's like I married a new man because he's nothing like he was before he went to prison. I thought about telling my parents, but I don't know, because when I bring up his name, they're like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to call Hollywood. Your life is a movie. You need to turn your life into a movie.
That
seriously
is amazing. Thank you for this gift. This
You're welcome. You guys have a great morning.
You too. Oh my goodness.
Wow. You know what,
the level of lies that she's got to keep up,
just hearing that story and trying to put it through my brain, I need a nap.
Yeah. No kidding.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.